Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. With KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. The mayor of Las Vegas and the head of the Nevada State Republican Party are pitching the idea of the city hosting the 2024 GOP National Convention. Mayor Carolyn Goodman on Monday issued a statement saying she told the Republican National Committee that Las Vegas would be the best place for the three-day event in summer 2024. State Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald called the convention a huge opportunity and said it would provide an economic boost. The Republican National Committee didn't immediately respond to an email question about how many cities were invited to bid to host the convention. Three major credit rating services recently upgraded Nevada's bond rating. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Analysis from Fitch Ratings, Moody's Investor Services, as well as S&P Global shows that the state's economic outlook has moved from negative to stable. That's according to Governor Steve Sisolak and State Treasurer Zach Conine, who announced the ratings increase late last week. The two Democrats who are up for re-election next year say it's an indication that Nevada is well into its post-pandemic recovery. Much of that recovery has been fueled by the $6.7 billion in federal coronavirus relief. In addition, the agencies revised the state's bond rating up to the second highest tier. Those bond ratings determine the interest rate the state must pay when it issues bonds. The higher the rating, the lower the interest rate. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Dozens of bus drivers in Washoe County are once again on strike. Teamsters Local 533 announced the work stoppage yesterday, halting bus service for the second time in as many months. In a press release, they say Keolis, the company that runs the transportation system on behalf of RTC Washoe, has only participated in four negotiations since the previous strike ended last month. The union and Keolis were previously at an impasse over workers' health care coverage. Officials with Keolis say they're disappointed the union has walked away from negotiations. RTC says it's offering emergency ride vouchers for Uber and that RTC Access Paratransit and RTC FlexRide services are running. The agency is asking the community to only request rides for essential trips during the strike. When temperatures go down, it can seem like the threat of wildfires is tapering off. But climate change and historic drought mean the changing seasons don't necessarily bring relief. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau has details.
Northern Idaho and northwestern Montana have already gotten enough precipitation to end fire season, according to Basil Numerzycki. Further south, dry conditions will probably last at least another 2 weeks. Numerzycki is lead meteorologist for the Great Basin Coordination Center in Utah. He says the mountains of California, where megafires have blanketed the region in smoke, aren't likely to see rain until at least late October. Some of the most destructive fires in recent years have come in the fall, and many experts say the worsening climate crisis means the threat is now nearly year-round. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
California will mail all registered voters' ballots in future elections under legislation signed Monday by Governor Gavin Newsom. His signature makes permanent a change adopted during the pandemic for the 2020 election and the recent recall. California will join other Western states, including Oregon, Washington, Utah, and Colorado, that already mail every registered voter a ballot. The Democratic governor signed 10 other voting-related bills. He crafted his signature as part of a national push by Democrats to expand voting rights and access. Republicans have expressed skepticism about the security of mail-in voting, but there is no evidence of widespread fraud. And allegations of misconduct against Washoe County School District Trustee Jeff Church won't be discussed at tonight's school board meeting. The Reno Gazette Journal reports that the board didn't make the allegations against Church public until after 1 p.m. yesterday, a possible violation of open meeting law. In a statement to the newspaper, Board President Angie Taylor said she hoped to have the material available by Friday, but more time was needed to appropriately prepare before posting publicly. The board plans to discuss Trustee Church at its next meeting in October. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.